of his joy with you daily.
May 5th. Come to me for all that you need. Come into my presence with thanksgiving, for thankfulness opens the door to my treasures. When you are thankful, you affirm the central truth that I am good. I am light, in whom there is no darkness at all. The assurance that I am entirely good meets your basic need for security. Your life is not subject to the whims of a sin-stained deity. Relax in the knowledge that the one who controls your life is totally trustworthy. Come to me with confident expectation. There is nothing you need that I cannot provide.
Contemplate the following words from Scripture about God as light.
Let us come before Him with thanksgiving and extol Him with music and song. Psalm 95, verse 2. This is the message we have heard from Him and declare to you. God is light. In Him there is no darkness at all. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5.
Make a list of the qualities of a trustworthy person. Remember that these qualities can be counted on tenfold from God, who is our light and is totally trustworthy. Affirm the truth of His goodness and thank Him for everything He provides in your life.
May 6th. Do not search for security in the world you inhabit. You tend to make mental checklists of things you need to do in order to gain control of your life. If only you could check everything off your list, you could relax and be at peace. But the more you work to accomplish that goal, the more things crop up on your list. The harder you try, the more frustrated you become. There is a better way to find security in this life. Instead of scrutinizing your checklist, focus your attention on my presence with you. This continual contact with me will keep you in my peace. Moreover, I will help you sort out what is important and what is not, what needs to be done now and what does not. Fix your eyes not on what is seen, your circumstances, but on what is unseen, my presence.
Look to the following words from Scripture about God as our security.
You will keep Him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18.
Contemplate what defines security in your world. When all of those things fall away, recognize that our ultimate security is in the presence of God. Ask Him to help you sort out what is important and thank Him for His peace.
May 7th. If you learn to trust me, really trust me, with your whole being, then nothing can separate you from my peace. Everything you endure can be put to good use by allowing it to train you in trusting me. This is how you foil the works of evil, growing in grace through the very adversity that was meant to harm you. Joseph was a prime example of this divine reversal, declaring to his brothers, "You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good." Do not fear what this day or any day may bring your way. Concentrate on trusting me and on doing what needs to be done. Relax in my sovereignty. Remember that I go before you as well as with you into each day. Fear no evil, for I can bring good out of every situation you will ever encounter.
Consider the following words from Scripture and have faith in God's purpose.
But as for you, you meant evil against me. But God meant it for good, in order to bring it about, as it is this day, to save many people alive. Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Psalm 23, verse 4.
Reflect on a time in your life that was meant for evil, that God turned for good. Decide to live with the attitude of fearing no evil, in the knowledge that He can bring good out of every situation we will encounter. Thank Him now that He is reworking things for the best in your life.
May 8th. Do not long for the absence of problems in your life. That is an unrealistic goal, since in this world you will have trouble. You have an eternity of problem-free living reserved for you in heaven. Rejoice in that inheritance, which no one can take away from you. But do not seek your heaven on earth. Begin each day anticipating problems, asking me to equip you for whatever difficulties you will encounter. The best equipping is my living presence, my hand that never lets go of yours. Discuss everything with me. Take a light-hearted view of trouble, seeing it as a challenge that you and I together can handle. Remember that I am on your side, and I have overcome the world.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about conquering troubles.
I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. John chapter 16, verse 33. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand, and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 13. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13.
Ruminate on the troubles you've had in your life and how you've come through them. Remember that Jesus gives us peace in the midst of trouble and that He has overcome the world. Take hold of the promise that God will never let you go.
May 9th. Don't be so hard on yourself. I can bring good even out of your mistakes. Your finite mind tends to look backward, longing to undo decisions you have come to regret. This is a waste of time and energy, leading only to frustration. Instead of floundering in the past, release your mistakes to me. Look to me in trust, anticipating that my infinite creativity can weave both good choices and bad into a lovely design. Because you are human, you will continue to make mistakes. Thinking that you should live an error-free life is symptomatic of pride. Your failures can be a source of blessing, humbling you and giving you empathy for other people in their weaknesses. Best of all, failure highlights your dependence on me. I am able to bring beauty out of the morass of your mistakes. Trust me and watch to see what I will do.
Contemplate the following words from Scripture about accepting your mistakes.
And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. But as for me, I watch in hope for the Lord. I wait for God, my Savior. My God will hear me. Micah chapter 7, verse 7.
Think about if you have the tendency to dwell on your mistakes. Find comfort in the notion that God can turn your failures into blessings, so you don't have to be so hard on yourself. Give thanks to God that He can bring beauty out of your mistakes.
May 10th. Do not resist or run from the difficulties in your life. These problems are not random mistakes. They are hand-tailored blessings designed for your benefit and growth. Embrace all the circumstances that I allow in your life, trusting me to bring good out of them. View problems as opportunities to rely more fully on me. When you start to feel stressed, let those feelings alert you to your need for me. Thus, your needs become doorways to deep dependence on me and increasing intimacy between us. Although self-sufficiency is acclaimed in the world, reliance on me produces abundant living in my kingdom. Thank me for the difficulties in your life, since they provide protection from the idolatry of self-reliance.
Ponder the following words from Scripture about relying on God.
I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. John chapter 15, verse 5. We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about the hardships we suffered in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired even of life. Indeed, in our hearts, we felt the sentence of death. But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God, who raises the dead. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 8 through 9. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20.
Consider how you face problems and what you learn in the wake of them. Realize that problems are always going to present themselves, but you can view them as opportunities to trust God more. Lift a prayer of thanks to God that He is sufficient to sustain you during difficult times.
May 11th. Thank me for your problems. As soon as your mind gets snagged on a difficulty, bring it to me with thanksgiving. Then ask me to show you my way to handle the situation. The very act of thanking me releases your mind from its negative focus. As you turn your attention to me, the problem fades in significance and loses its power to trip you up. Together we can deal with the situation, either facing it head on or putting it aside for later consideration. Most of the situations that entangle your mind are not today's concerns. You have borrowed them from tomorrow. In this case, I lift the problem out of today and deposit it in the future, where it is veiled from your eyes. In its place, I give you my peace, which flows freely from my presence.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about facing problems.
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. John chapter 14, verse 27.
Compare the times in your life you've had a negative view of things to times when you've had a positive view. What were the outcomes of these perspectives? It may seem counterintuitive to be thankful for problems, but decide that you will adopt a grateful attitude when you are presented with difficult situations. See if the problem loses its hold on you, and thank the Lord for His peace throughout it all.
May 12th. Learn to relate to others through my love rather than yours. Your human love is ever so limited, full of flaws and manipulation. My loving presence, which always enfolds you, is available to bless others as well as you. Instead of trying harder to help people through your own paltry supplies, become aware of my unlimited supply, which is accessible to you continually. Let my love envelop your outreach to other people. Many of my precious children have fallen prey to burnout. A better description of their condition might be drain out. Countless interactions with needy people have drained them without their conscious awareness. You are among those weary ones who are like wounded soldiers needing R&R. Take time to rest in the love light of my presence. I will gradually restore to you the energy that you have lost over the years. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and you will find rest for your souls.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about being burned out.
The Lord replied, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Exodus chapter 33, verse 14. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 29.
Consider a time when you might have been suffering from burnout. Hold on to the promise that His love can flow through you to others, preventing that drain of our limited human resources. Decide to daily access God's unlimited supply of love and allow Him to restore your energy.
May 13th. Thank me in the midst of the crucible. When things seem all wrong, look for growth opportunities. Especially look for areas where you need to let go, leaving your cares in my able hands. Do you trust me to orchestrate your life events as I choose, or are you still trying to make things go according to your will? If you keep trying to carry out your intentions while I'm leading you in another direction, you deify your desires. Be on the lookout for what I am doing in your life. Worship me by living close to me, thanking me in all circumstances.
Listen to the following words from Scripture about giving your cares to God.
Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that He may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 7. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18.
Examine if you are trying to control the events of your life according to your own will instead of God's. Ask God to forgive you for holding on, and let go of your intentions in deference to His direction. Thank Him for all the circumstances in your life, even when things aren't going as you would like.
May 14th. I am a mighty God. Nothing is too difficult for me. I have chosen to use weak ones like you to accomplish my purposes. Your weakness is designed to open you up to my power. Therefore, do not fear your limitations or measure the day's demands against your strength. What I require of you is to stay connected to me, living in trusting dependence on my limitless resources. When you face unexpected demands, there is no need to panic. Remember that I am with you. Talk with me and listen while I talk you through each challenging situation. I am not a careless God. When I allow difficulties to come into your life, I equip you fully to handle them. Relax in my presence, trusting in my strength.
Consider these words from Scripture about God's mightiness.
For nothing is impossible with God. Luke chapter 1, verse 37. But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9.
Think about some of the things you have been able to accomplish at some of the weakest points in your life. Assess the possibility that when you are weak, you are open to depending on God for His power, strength, and insight. Give praise to the Lord that nothing is too difficult for Him.
May 15th. Spending time alone with me is essential for your well-being. It is not a luxury or an option. It is a necessity. Therefore, do not feel guilty about taking time to be with me. Remember that Satan is the accuser of believers. He delights in heaping guilt feelings upon you, especially when you are enjoying my presence. When you feel Satan's arrows of accusation, you are probably on the right track. Use your shield of faith to protect yourself from him. Talk with me about what you are experiencing and ask me to show you the way forward. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come near to me and I will come near to you.
Ponder the following words from Scripture about resisting the devil.
Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been hurled down. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. James chapter 4, verses 7 through 8.
Think of a time in your life when you walked in faith while feeling the attack of the enemy. As you strive to resist evil forces, acknowledge that God is there to give you His shield of faith. Give thanks to God that He shows us a way to make the accuser flee from our lives.
May 16th. I am your Lord. Seek me as friend and lover of your soul. But remember that I am also King of Kings, sovereign over all. You can make some plans as you gaze into the day that stretches out before you, but you need to hold those plans tentatively, anticipating that I may have other ideas. The most important thing to determine is what to do right now. Instead of scanning the horizon of your life, looking for things that need to be done, concentrate on the task before you and the one who never leaves your side. Let everything else fade into the background. This will unclutter your mind, allowing me to occupy more and more of your consciousness. Trust me to show you what to do when you have finished what you are doing now. I will guide you step by step as you bend your will to mine. Thus you stay close to me on the path of peace.
Ruminate over the following scripture about God's purpose.
Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21. To shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. Luke chapter 1, verse 79.
Take notice of when your mind is cluttered and how it makes you distracted or detached. realize that you may make plans in order to ease your cluttered mind, but these plans are not your salvation. Concentrate on letting God occupy more and more of your consciousness so that your mind is free to operate at its best potential.
May 17th. As you sit quietly in my presence, remember that I am a God of abundance. I will never run out of resources. My capacity to bless you is unlimited. You live in a world of supply and demand, where necessary things are often scarce. Even if you personally have enough, you see poverty in the world around you. It is impossible for you to comprehend the lavishness of my provisions, the fullness of my glorious riches. Through spending time in my presence, you gain glimpses of my overflowing vastness. These glimpses are tiny foretastes of what you will experience eternally in heaven. Even now, you have access to as much of me as you have faith to receive. Rejoice in my abundance, living by faith, not by sight.
Reflect on these words from Scripture about God's provision.
And my God will meet all your needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. We live by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7.
Ponder whether or not you have an attitude that says, I have everything I need. Consider ways you can become more aware of God's abundance in your life. Ask Him to help you live by faith, not by sight, and thank Him for His lavish provisions.
May 18th. Come to me with your plans held in abeyance. Worship me in spirit and in truth, allowing my glory to permeate your entire being. Trust me enough to let me guide you through this day, accomplishing my purposes and my timing. Subordinate your myriad plans to my master plan. I am sovereign over every aspect of your life. The challenge continually before you is to trust me and search for my way through each day. Do not blindly follow your habitual route, or you will miss what I have prepared for you. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
Give thought to the following words from Scripture about God's higher ways.
God is spirit, and His worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. John chapter 4, verse 24. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 through 9.
Ponder how you may slip into familiar and easy routines in lieu of a more challenging way of life. As you turn over your plans for your life to God, find comfort in knowing His master plan is far greater than anything you could put together on your own. Decide today to free yourself from the habitual route you follow and go to a higher place with Jesus.
May 19th. I want you to know how safe and secure you are in my presence. That is a fact, totally independent of your feelings. You are on your way to heaven. Nothing can prevent you from reaching that destination. There you will see me face to face, and your joy will be off the charts by any earthly standards. Even now you are never separated from me, though you must see me through eyes of faith. I will walk with you till the end of time and onward into eternity. Although my presence is a guaranteed promise, that does not necessarily change your feelings. When you forget I am with you, you may experience loneliness or fear. It is through awareness of my presence that peace displaces negative feelings. Practice the discipline of walking consciously with me through each day.
Consider the following words from Scripture about security in His presence.
Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, that I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12. The Lord gives strength to His people. The Lord blesses His people with peace. Psalm 29, verse 11.
Think about the times you have been keenly aware of God's presence. Recognize that being in tune with God helps displace negative feelings. Practice spending time with God daily and consciously savoring the safety and security His presence brings.
May 20th. When your sins weigh heavily upon you, come to me. Confess your wrongdoing, which I know all about before you say a word. Stay in the light of my presence, receiving forgiveness, cleansing, and healing. Remember that I have clothed you in my righteousness, so nothing can separate you from me. Whenever you stumble or fall, I am there to help you up. Man's tendency is to hide from his sin, seeking refuge in the darkness. There he indulges in self-pity, denial, self-righteousness, blaming, and hatred. But I am the light of the world, and my illumination decimates the darkness. Come close to me, and let my light envelop you, driving out darkness and permeating you with peace.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about the light of God's presence.
But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for He has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 10. When Jesus spoke again to the people, He said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12.
Reflect on a time when you felt separated from God. Be comforted in the knowledge that even when you don't feel God near you, He will never leave you. Give thanks to God for permeating your life with His light and for never forsaking you in any circumstance.
May 21st. I, the Creator of the universe, am with you and for you. What more could you need? When you feel some lack, it is because you are not connecting with me at a deep level. I offer abundant life. Your part is to trust me, refusing to worry about anything. It is not so much adverse events that make you anxious as it is your thoughts about those events. Your mind engages in efforts to take control of a situation, to bring about the result you desire. Your thoughts close in on the problem like ravenous wolves. Determined to make things go your way, you forget that I am in charge of your life. The only remedy is to switch your focus from the problem to my presence. Stop all your striving and watch to see what I will do. I am the Lord.
Consider the following words from Scripture about how God cares for you.
What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 32. But as for me, I watch in hope for the Lord. I wait for God my Savior. My God will hear me. Micah chapter 7, verse 7.
Consider how much control you attempt to exert over problems in your life. Perhaps there have been times when you've pushed ahead to make things go your way and have forgotten who is really in charge. Ask God to switch your focus from the problem to His presence and let go of controlling the problems in your life.
May 22nd. When things don't go as you would like, accept the situation immediately. If you indulge in feelings of regret, they can easily spill over the line into resentment. Remember that I am sovereign over your circumstances, and humble yourself under my mighty hand. Rejoice in what I am doing in your life, even though it is beyond your understanding. I am the way, the truth, and the life. In me you have everything you need, both for this life and for the life yet to come. Don't let the impact of the world shatter your thinking or draw you away from focusing on me. The ultimate challenge is to keep fixing your eyes on me, no matter what is going on around you. When I am central in your thinking, you are able to view circumstances from my perspective.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about conquering setbacks.
Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that He may lift you up in due time. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John chapter 14, verse 6.
Consider how you handle situations that don't go the way you would like. Take a moment to remember that God is sovereign over our circumstances, and it's possible we may not understand what He is doing behind the scenes. Ask Him to help you trust Him and focus on Him no matter what is going on around you.
May 23rd. Approach each new day with desire to find me. Before you get out of bed, I have already been working to prepare the path that will get you through this day. There are hidden treasures strategically placed along the way. Some of the treasures are trials, designed to shake you free from earth's shackles. Others are blessings that reveal my presence: sunshine, flowers, birds, friendships, answered prayer. I have not abandoned this sin-racked world. I am still richly present in it. Search for deep treasure as you go through this day. You will find me all along the way.
Give thought to these words from Scripture about hidden treasures.
My purpose is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Colossians chapter 2, verses 2 through 3. He will be the sure foundation for your times, a rich store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure. Isaiah chapter 33, verse 6.
Give thought to some of the hidden treasures you have come across on your journey. Give thanks to God for these signs of His presence in this world. Make an effort to find God all along the path of your life, and thank Him for revealing Himself through the blessings in our lives.
May 24th. Bring me your mind for rest and renewal. Let me infuse my presence into your thoughts. As your mind stops racing, your body relaxes and you regain awareness of me. This awareness is vital to your spiritual well-being. It is your lifeline, spiritually speaking. There are actually more than four dimensions in this world where you live. In addition to the three dimensions of space and the one of time, there is the dimension of openness to my presence. This dimension transcends the others, giving you glimpses of heaven while you still reside on earth. This was part of my original design for mankind. Adam and Eve used to walk with me in the garden before their expulsion from Eden. I want you to walk with me in the garden of your heart, where I have taken up permanent residence.
Consider the following words from Scripture about the lifeline of God's presence.
Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, O Lord. Psalm 89, verse 15.
Think about the ways you tend your thought life. During those moments when your mind is racing with a myriad of thoughts, you can relax by gaining awareness of God. Take up Jesus on His invitation to walk with Him and give thanks for the lifeline of His presence.
May 25th. The world is too much with you, my child. Your mind leaps from problem to problem to problem, tangling your thoughts in anxious knots. When you think like that, you leave me out of your worldview, and your mind becomes darkened. Though I yearn to help, I will not violate your freedom. I stand silently in the background of your mind, waiting for you to remember that I am with you. When you turn from your problems to my presence, your load is immediately lighter. Circumstances may not have changed, but we carry your burdens together. Your compulsion to fix everything gives way to deep, satisfying connection with me. Together, we can handle whatever this day brings.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about lightening your load.
So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with His love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. A righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. Psalm 34, verse 19.
Think about how you approach your problems and decide if you wallow in them or look to solve them. If you tend to immerse yourself in your problems, think about how you can turn your problems over to God's presence. Give thanks to God that although the solutions may not be clear, your attitude is improved by staying connected with Him.
May 26th. In a world of unrelenting changes, I am the one who never changes. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Find in me the stability for which you have yearned. I created a beautifully ordered world, one that reflected my perfection. Now, however, the world is under the bondage of sin and evil. Every person on the planet faces gaping jaws of uncertainty. The only antidote to this poisonous threat is drawing closer to me. In my presence, you can face uncertainty with perfect peace.
Consider the following words from Scripture about stability in Christ.
I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Revelation chapter 22, verse 13. I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world you have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration. But be of good cheer, take courage, be confident, certain, undaunted. For I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you and have conquered it for you. John chapter 16, verse 33.
Think of a time you've been uncertain about the direction you were headed in your life. Acknowledge that when you're facing an ever-changing world, you can find peace in the one who never changes. Make it a priority to draw closer to him, and he will make your way stable.
May 27th. Seek my face at the beginning of your day. This practice enables you to put me on and wear me throughout the day. Most people put on clothes soon after arising from bed. Similarly, the sooner you put me on by communicating with me, the better prepared you are for whatever comes your way. To wear me is essentially to have my mind, to think my thoughts. Ask the Holy Spirit to control your thinking. Be transformed by this renewal within you. Thus you are well equipped to face whatever people and situations I bring your way. Clothing your mind in me is your best preparation for each day. This discipline brings joy and peace to you and those around you.
Consider the following words from Scripture about being equipped for the day.
When you said, "Seek my face," my heart said to you, "Your face, Lord, I will seek." Psalm 27, verse 8. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature. Romans chapter 13, verse 14. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12.
Think about how you get ready in the morning and how it sets the tone for your entire day. Realize that when you spend time with God at the beginning of your day, you are equipped to face whatever comes your way. Ask God to clothe your mind each morning so you can bring peace and joy to all you encounter along the way.
May 28th. Let me anoint you with my presence. I am King of kings and Lord of lords, dwelling in unapproachable light. When you draw near to me, I respond by coming closer to you. As my presence envelops you, you may feel overwhelmed by my power and glory. This is a form of worship, sensing your smallness in comparison to my greatness. Man has tended to make himself the measure of all things, but man's measure is too tiny to comprehend my majestic vastness. That is why most people do not see me at all, even though they live and move and have their being in me. Enjoy the radiant beauty of my presence. Declare my glorious being to the world.
Reflect on these words from Scripture about God's splendor.
Which God will bring about in His own time? God the blessed and only ruler? The King of kings and Lord of lords? Who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see? To Him be honor and might forever. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 15 through 16. Come near to God, and He will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. James chapter 4, verse 8. For in Him we live and move and have our being. As some of your own poets have said, we are His offspring. Acts chapter 17, verse 28. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They will tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. Psalm 145, verses 3 through 6.
Ponder any tendencies you have to measure life based on your own finite feelings, thoughts, and actions. Recognize that your comprehension is much too small to take in the majesty of God, who should be our true measure. Allow yourself to experience His power and glory, and marvel in His greatness.
May 29th. I am with you, watching over you constantly. I am Emmanuel, God with you. My presence enfolds you in radiant love. Nothing, including the brightest blessings and the darkest trials, can separate you from me. Some of my children find me more readily during dark times when difficulties force them to depend on me. Others feel closer to me when their lives are filled with great things. They respond with thanksgiving and praise, thus opening wide the door to my presence. I know precisely what you need to draw nearer to me. Go through each day looking for what I have prepared for you. Accept every event as my hand-tailored provision for your needs. When you view your life this way, the most reasonable response is to be thankful. Do not reject any of my gifts. Find me in every situation.
Consider the following words from Scripture about being open to God's gifts.
The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 through 7.
Think about how you handle unexpected situations. Whether they are dark times or bright blessings, consider responding to all situations with thanksgiving and praise. Ask God to help you see what He is preparing for you. Decide to be thankful in every circumstance.
May 30th. Time with me cannot be rushed. When you are in a hurry, your mind flitters back and forth between me and the tasks ahead of you. Push back the demands pressing in on you. Create a safe space around you, a haven in which you can rest with me. I also desire this time of focused attention, and I use it to bless you, strengthening and equipping you for the day ahead. Thus, spending time with me is a wise investment. Bring me the sacrifice of your precious time. This creates sacred space around you, space permeated with my presence and my peace.
Consider the following words from Scripture about a safe place in Christ.
Let me understand the teaching of your precepts, then I will meditate on your wonders. Psalm 119, verse 27. For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him. You have done a foolish thing, and from now on you will be at war. 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9. Therefore by Him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15.
Give thought to the places in your life that you consider safe havens. Realize that God is our ultimate safe haven, and spending unfettered time with Him strengthens us. Ask God to help you carve out time to enjoy the safe haven of His presence.
May 31st. The peace that I give you transcends your intellect. When most of your mental energy goes into efforts to figure things out, you are unable to receive this glorious gift. I look into your mind and see thoughts spinning round and round, going nowhere, accomplishing nothing. All the while, my peace hovers over you, searching for a place to land. Be still in my presence, inviting me to control your thoughts. Let my light soak into your mind and heart until you are aglow with my very being. This is the most effective way to receive my peace.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about the light of God's peace.
Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16. Submit to God and be at peace with Him. In this way, prosperity will come to you. Job chapter 22, verse 21.
Think about how good it feels to soak in the sun, absorbing light and energy. Similarly, God wishes to soak you with His light, filling your mind and your heart. Ask God to control your thoughts while filling you with His light. Thank Him for His peace.
June 1st. I am involved in each moment of your life. I have carefully mapped out every inch of your journey through this day, even though much of it may feel haphazard. Because the world is in a fallen condition, things always seem to be unraveling around the edges. Expect to find trouble in this day. At the same time, trust that my way is perfect, even in the midst of such messy imperfection. Stay conscious of me as you go through this day, remembering that I never leave your side. Let the Holy Spirit guide you step by step, protecting you from unnecessary trials and equipping you to get through whatever must be endured. As you trudge through the sludge of this fallen world, keep your mind in heavenly places with me. Thus the light of my presence shines on you, giving you peace and joy that circumstances cannot touch.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about the way of the Lord.
As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless. He is a shield for all who take refuge in Him. Psalm 18, verse 30. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, "Do not fear, I will help you." Isaiah chapter 41, verse 13.
Take notice if you are allowing the troubles of the world to occupy your mind. Make a point to address this by praying for wisdom to follow God's way. Give thanks and praise to Him for guiding you step by step and protecting you through whatever is going on around you.
June 2nd. Relax in my healing, holy presence. Be still while I transform your heart and mind. Let go of cares and worries so that you can receive my peace. Cease striving and know that I am God. Do not be like Pharisees who multiplied regulations, creating their own form of godliness. They got so wrapped up in their own rules that they lost sight of me. Even today, man-made rules about how to live the Christian life enslave many people. Their focus is on their performance rather than on me. It is through knowing me intimately that you become like me. This requires spending time alone with me. Let go, relax, be still, and know that I am God.
Consider the following words from Scripture about focusing on God.
Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Psalm 46, verse 10. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. Look to the Lord and His strength. Seek His face always. Psalm 105, verse 4.
Consider whether you are someone who is a stickler for rules. Acknowledge if you tend to get wrapped up in man-made rules, as you may be missing important moments with God Himself. Take a few moments today to slow down, be still, and let God show you who He is.
June 3rd. I want to be central in your entire being. When your focus is firmly on me, my peace displaces fears and worries. They will encircle you, seeking entrance, so you must stay alert. Let trust and thankfulness stand guard, turning back fear before it can gain a foothold. There is no fear in my love, which shines on you continually. Sit quietly in my love light while I bless you with radiant peace. Turn your whole being to trusting and loving me.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about conquering fear.
Now may the Lord of peace Himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16. There is no fear in love. But perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18.
Give thought to what fears you allow to prey on your mind. Take comfort that God's peace can displace any fear or worry that has a hold on you. Find time to sit quietly with God, so that He can shine His love on you, which eradicates all fear.
June 4th. Welcome challenging times as opportunities to trust me. You have me beside you and my spirit within you, so no set of circumstances is too much for you to handle. When the path before you is dotted with difficulties, beware of measuring your strength against those challenges. That calculation is certain to riddle you with anxiety. Without me, you wouldn't make it past the first hurdle. The way to walk through demanding days is to grip my hand tightly and stay in close communication with me. Let your thoughts and spoken words be richly flavored with trust and thankfulness. Regardless of the day's problems, I can keep you in perfect peace as you stay close to me.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about challenges.
Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds. James chapter 1, verse 2. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast, because he trusts in you. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3.
Think about how you respond to challenges in your life. Take heart in knowing that God is your leader through any challenge. Give thanks to God for the opportunity to trust Him and stay in close communication with Him as you tackle challenges.
June 5th. Remember that you live in a fallen world, an abnormal world tainted by sin. Much frustration and failure result from your seeking perfection in this life, There is nothing perfect in this world except me. That is why closeness to me satisfies deep yearnings and fills you with joy. I have planted longing for perfection in every human heart. This is a good desire which I alone can fulfill. But most people seek this fulfillment in other people and earthly pleasures or achievements. Thus they create idols, before which they bow down. I will have no other gods before me. Make me the deepest desire of your heart. Let me fulfill your yearning for perfection.
Contemplate these words from Scripture about trusting God.
You shall have no other gods before me. Exodus chapter 20, verse 3. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Psalm 37, verse 4.
Consider whether or not you are a person who strives for perfection. Acknowledge that the longing for perfection is planted in you by God, but it can only be reached by seeking Him, not through our own strivings. Ask God to show you that He is the deepest desire of your heart, and He will fulfill your yearning for perfection.
June 6th. Seek My face, and you will find fulfillment of your deepest longings. My world is filled with beautiful things. They are meant to be pointers to me, reminders of my abiding presence. The earth still declares my glory to those who have eyes that see and ears that hear. You had a darkened mind before you sought me wholeheartedly. I chose to pour my light into you so that you can be a beacon to others. There is no room for pride in this position. Your part is to reflect my glory. I am the Lord.
Look to the following words from Scripture about God's glory.
Look to the Lord and His strength. Seek His face always. Psalm 105, verse 4. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of His hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they display knowledge. Psalm 19, verses 1 through 2. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and His glory appears over you. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 2.
Think about the ways that God shows Himself to you through tangible things here on earth. Fine-tune your radar to spot the things He is doing to show you His glory. Ask God to pour His light into you so that you too can be a reflection of His glory to others.
June 7th. I am all around you, like a cocoon of light. My presence with you is a promise, independent of your awareness of me. Many things can block this awareness, but the major culprit is worry. My children tend to accept worry as an inescapable fact of life. However, worry is a form of unbelief. It is anathema to me. Who is in charge of your life? If it is you, then you have good reason to worry. But if it is I, then worry is both unnecessary and counterproductive. When you start to feel anxious about something, relinquish the situation to me. Back off a bit, redirecting your focus to me.